Hi, everybody. This is English Digest. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today is our units on the news, News Watch. We're going to be talking about itching, which happens to all of us. And we're also going to talk about some charitable activities that some young ladies have carried out here in Taiwan. Good for them.
Cool.
Now, Stephanie, what do you do if you have an itch that you can't scratch?
Well, usually I can get to it, you know, unless it's on a place on my back and it's too far away. Then I pick up a stick and I try to scratch it with a stick.
That's a very good idea. They do sell those kinds of sticks in night markets here. They're made out of bamboo. They're very convenient. And sometimes, of course, if you see somebody scratching their itch, you might have the urge to itch, too. So that's what our first story is about today. So we'll talk about itching, and we'll talk about turning drinks into dollars. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now.
Scratching someone else's itch. A group of British scientists recently discovered that scratching is contagious. If you see someone scratch, it's likely that you'll feel the need to scratch an itch as well. Not only that, but merely looking at pictures of skin diseases or crawling bugs can also make you want to scratch. Experts said the discovery could help understand skin disorders. An itch is often the worst symptom of such conditions.And sometimes there is no obvious medical cause for scratching. This study suggests that an itch can be a psychological issue. In a related study, scientists also looked at brain scans to see if itchiness is a mental issue. There are also psychological consequences to itching, and having an itch that you can't get rid of can drive you crazy.Research into the causes of itchiness helps doctors discover the best way to treat it and provide relief for chronic sufferers. Millions of skin patients will greatly welcome any method that can provide effective treatment.
Taiwan's kids turn drinks into dollars. High school students across Taiwan have proved the old proverb, every little bit helps.Over 18,000 students from 46 different high schools gave up non-essential sugary drinks for a day and donated the money to a charity for sick children instead. Named Beverage Free Day, the idea is the brainchild of 17-year-old Kate Lee of Jingmei Girls High School. She participated in volunteer work in Thailand last summer and was shocked by the lack of clean water in some rural areas.Wanting to turn the guilt she felt into action, she and other high school students decided to do something about it. Young people today tend to say they can do nothing to bring about change, said Cindy Liu, another volunteer. We want to reverse that image. Thousands of dollars were raised and sent to the charity. The combination of every tiny effort can make a difference, said a spokesperson for the charity World Vision Taiwan,which helped to spread the message.
Let's get started on our first news story, scratching someone else's itch. I don't really want to scratch anybody else's itch. They can scratch it themselves.
Well, although, you've been asked by people to scratch their back, you know?
Especially mother, growing
sister,
up, yeah.
Mother, father, grandmother, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Help me, you know, I got an itch in my back. Can you help me there?
I can't reach it.
So sometimes you do have to help each other out. And let's find out what this is all about. First of all, let's talk about the word itch. I should explain the word itch and the word scratch are similar, but they mean different things. Itch means that you have some kind of irritation in your skin and is producing some kind of unpleasant situation. It's not pain, but it's bothersome. So what you do is you take your fingernails or you take a stick and you scratch it. Yeah, I guess you could also use the word itch itself as a verb too, right?To itch something?
No, that's incorrect. And that's what you'll hear some Americans say.
Yeah, I used to say something. It that way when I was a
kid. No, it's wrong. You can only scratch. The itch is a sensation that you get when something's bothering your skin. If a mosquito bites you, you'll get a big red bump there, and it's very itchy. Itchy is the adjective form. So if you have an itch, you want to scratch it. Just means to rub your skin with something sharp, like Tom said, either a stick or maybe your fingernails. Don't scratch too hard or your skin will bleed.
It can happen, and I think we're all guilty of that. I do that quite often. Sometimes I have an itch, and I just scratch too hard with my fingernails.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, eventually it starts bleeding,
uh-huh.
and that's no good. Well, let's go over to the UK. We've got a group of British scientists, and they recently discovered that scratching is contagious. There's that word scratching there. That's when you have an itch, and that's what you want to do with it to get rid of that itch. But if something's contagious, that means someone else can catch it from somebody else. Many diseases are contagious, like SARS or the common cold. You can catch those easily from other people, but we also use this word contagious to talk about other things that we get from other people. Yeah, scratching is contagious, yes, but yawning is contagious.
Uh-huh.
If you see lots of people yawning, you're going to feel like yawning too.
Yeah. Well, if you see someone scratch, it's likely that you'll feel the need to scratch an itch as well, even if you didn't feel it before. Sometimes when you see someone scratching, you think, oh, yeah, something itches on my body, too.
Mm.
Well, not only that, merely looking at pictures of skin diseases or crawling bugs also gives you that feeling that you need to scratch someplace on your body. I don't like looking at pictures of skin diseases. Sometimes we'll say it gives you the creepy crawlies. It's that sensation that you've got bugs crawling on you. Or even if you look at crawling bugs, maybe that'll make you feel the need to scratch yourself somewhere. This word merely, by the way, only means only. It just means only or just.
Or simply.
You're using it to say that something's kind of small or it's not very important. I was merely 5 minutes late to work today. It was no big deal.
Yeah, we were waiting for you and wanted to start working. But it's only 5 minutes for you, merely 5 minutes. But we had to sit around here. Wasting our time waiting for you.
I was not late for work, by the way.
That, of course, was an example. A lot of the things we say are examples, and they're not the truth. But this article here is the truth,
uh-huh.
and it does happen that when you look at people simply looking at a picture of somebody with skin disease, or if you see pictures of spiders and caterpillars and cockroaches, that also might make you want to scratch where it itches.
Experts, people who know a lot about this, have said that the discovery that scratching is contagious, that is, that's what they've discovered, it could help them better understand skin disorders. A disorder is a word we use to talk about some sort of physical or mental condition that's not normal, it's not healthy. You can have lots of different disorders. You can have a skin disorder. Maybe you have an eating disorder where you don't eat as much as you need to. Or some girls will eat and then throw up afterwards to
Ooh.
Lose weight. That's not good either. So these are different kinds of conditions you might have. A disorder.
Disorder. And, of course, there are all sorts of new disorders these days. ADD, attention deficit disorder, etc. And here we're talking about a symptom. An itch is often the worst symptom of such problems. A symptom, of course, is an indication of some
uh-huh.
disease. It's a clue, a hint, a sign that you have some sort of problem. Doctors, of course, always ask you what your symptoms are. Or they check out the symptoms and then determine what might be wrong with you. Or you're coughing a lot and you're sniffling a lot and kind of tired. Maybe those are symptoms of a cold.
That's right. Or a runny nose. That's a symptom of a cold. Well, sometimes there is no obvious or clear medical cause. They don't know what's making you feel like you need to scratch. They don't know where that itching feeling is coming from. Well, this study, this experiment where they looked at different things, scientists actually looked at brain scans. Those are x-rays of your brain and what goes on in your brain. They suggest that an itch can be a psychological issue.
Ooh.
An issue just means any sort of problem. And if it's psychological, it means it's relating to the mind in some way. It's a mental issue. Something's going on in your brain that makes you feel like you have to scratch somewhere. It's not a real physical problem. It's something that's happening in your mind. Weird, huh?
Yeah, could be just in your brain.
Yeah.
You don't really have a problem at all, but you're just scratching because you think you got a problem. And there are also psychological consequences to itching. Consequence is something that happens as a result of something. For example, if you don't study hard, the consequences might be that you can't get into a good college and your parents will be very angry at you. And here we've got some psychological consequences of itching. For example, having an itch you can't get rid of can drive you crazy, can drive you nuts. Mm. I think that's actually true. To get rid of something means you just want to put it someplace else where you can't see it. Of course, all the garbage in your house, you want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Drive you crazy. You can use drive to talk about bringing something or someone into a particular condition. For example, here you're bringing someone into a state where they feel insane or crazy. It drives you nuts. You could also say that. Or you could also drive someone out of business, where you cause them to go out of business so they can no longer stay open. Maybe their store has to close. So here you're making someone feel a little bit crazy.
Drive you nuts, drive you crazy, drive you insane. And research into the causes of itchiness helps doctors discover the best way to treat it. So the more research we have, the more we can treat the disease. And also we want to provide relief for chronic sufferers. Chronic just means a disease that goes on and on and doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. So if you have itching all the time, which some people do, unfortunately, hopefully we can find some way to alleviate or provide relief for all that itching.
If you alleviate something, it's a more advanced word. It just means you're helping reduce something slightly. So if you alleviate pain, you help reduce it a bit. So hopefully these skin patients are going to find some way where they feel more comfortable. One of my friends has a skin disorder, and she scratches her skin all the time because it's very dry. So it can be very uncomfortable to have skin disorders that make you scratch yourself all the time. So if you do have something of this nature that's wrong with you, go see your doctor. They can help you.
See your dermatologist. That's a doctor who specializes in skin diseases.
Uh-huh.
Dermatologist. Okay, let's move on now and talk about something closer to home here, the good deeds that young girls and young students are doing all over Taiwan.
But before we do that, I think it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们第一则要看的新闻是跟抓痒 scratching 有关的。我们来看一下在这里的第一个句子。A group of British scientists recently discovered that scratching is contagious.有一群呢，这个英国的科学家发现抓痒其实是会传染的。在这里的 contagious 指的是疾病是透过接触有传染性的。举例来说，水痘是一种经由接触而传染的疾病，你就可以说 chickenpox is a contagious disease。不过延伸来说，像是感情方面有感染性的，也可以用 contagious 这个字。像是 fear can be contagious, 指的是恐惧也会感染其他人。然而在这里的第一段最后一句提到 ,not only that, but merely looking at pictures of skin diseases or crawling bugs can also make you want to scratch. 除了呢看到别人抓痒你会想抓痒之外，只要是 merely,仅止呢看到一些皮肤病的图片，或者看到这些 crawling bugs, 虫子爬来爬去的照片，都可能会让你想要抓痒哦。为什么会这样子呢？其实专家希望呢透过这项发现可以了解 skin disorders, 了解一些皮肤的疾病。Disorder 当作名词可以解释成为失调或者是不适的意思，像是饮食的失调就可以称之为 eating disorder。 这一段的中间提到 This study suggests that an itch can be a psychological issue。 事实上呢，这项研究说明了抓痒其实有可能是心理方面的问题。Issue 其实就是解释成为一个值得关注的问题或者是议题。 常常我们在讲一个引起争论的议题，就可以说 a controversial issue。接着后面提到 ,in a related study, scientists also looked at brain scans to see if itchiness is a mental issue. 所谓的 brain scans 指的就是脑部的扫描，希望透过观察脑部的扫描来了解是不是瘙痒真的是 a mental issue, 一个心理方面的问题。There are also psychological consequences to itching, and having an itch that you can't get rid of can drive you crazy. 当然咯，也会有一些心理因素导致的皮肤痒，而无法摆脱的皮肤痒会把你给逼疯的。在这里呢 ,having an itch 是主词，后面有个形容词子句 that you can't get rid of 来修饰它。不管怎么说，Millions of skin patients will greatly welcome any method that can provide effective treatment. 如果有办法的话，数百万名皮肤的病患都会欢迎任何有效治疗的方法。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about acts of charity, people giving money and providing help for people who need that money and who need that help. Now, the title of our article here is Taiwan's Kids, or Young People in Taiwan, are turning drinks into dollars. That's not drinks dollars for their own pockets. They're actually doing this to help out poor people or people who don't have fresh water.
That's right. Now, these high school students are getting together across Taiwan, and they're trying to raise money for some poor people in the country of Thailand. We're going to talk to you about how that's working. But let's look at this first sentence. High school students across Taiwan have proved the old proverb, every little bit helps. This is also a saying in the English language, a proverb is some sort of saying. It's kind of a popular saying that gives you advice about how you should live, or sometimes it's just a belief that is generally thought to be true. Every little bit helps means maybe you're trying to save money and you think, well, you know, 10 NT dollars, that's not much, but every little bit helps because if you keep saving, it adds up over time.
It sure does, and we've got 18,000 students from 46 different high schools.
Wow.
All over Taiwan, and they decided to give up non-essential sugary drinks for a day. If something's non-essential, it's not important. And yes, you don't need to drink certain sugary drinks. I don't want to name what those drinks are, the brands.
Well, bubble milk tea is very popular here.
Oh, that's a generic term, yes. I can't say brands or I might get in trouble there.
No.
But I think, yeah, bubble milk tea is, oh my goodness, how many scoops of sugar do they stick
it's
in those things?
It's pretty sweet, I think.
It's a lot. And you don't need these drinks to survive. Yeah, they're fun to drink, that taste good. Once in a while, it's okay. But, you know, you can still get by drinking water. So they gave up those non-essential sugary drinks and, you know, pocketed the money and then donated that money to a charity. If you donate something, it means you give it to somebody in order to help them.
You can either donate money or food to people or maybe an organization. Here they're donating money to a charity. A charity is an organization that helps people who are poor or sick. They do good work. We're grateful for charities around the world. They're trying to donate money to a charity for sick children.
Exactly, for sick children, so not necessarily. Well, this particular holiday or day is called the beverage-free day, a day without beverages. Beverage here is just a fancy word for drink.
Uh-huh.
Although I think you can probably still drink water. That's okay. And this is the idea, or it's the brainchild of Kate Lee. Brainchild means the idea, basically, of somebody. And Kate Lee is a 17-year-old student at Jingmei Girls High School, which is in Jingmei, right here in good old Taipei.
Hey, don't you live in Jingmei?
Jingmei Girls
High
School.
Do you know this girl's high school?
I know of it. I see the girls. They have the characteristic yellow blouses and the black skirts.
Oh,
that's their school
cool.
uniform. See them all over the place there in Jingmei. But in any case, I've never met Kate Lee, but I'm sure she's a fine young woman. And she decided to come up with this idea, so it's her brainchild.
It says here she participated in volunteer work in the country of Thailand last summer. So that's what she was doing with her summer months. That's great. If you participate in something, it means you get involved or you take part in some sort of activity or event with others. I could say I never participated in sports when I was in high school. I liked to watch them, but I didn't play any. Well, she participated in volunteer work. Volunteer. If you're a volunteer, you're someone who does something without being forced to do it. No one pays you. You just say, hey, I want to help, and you don't require any money. It helps a lot if you can volunteer for certain charities. Just donate your time. They need a lot of that. Well, she was volunteering in the country of Thailand last summer. And that's when she found out some people in this world, they don't have clean water. They lack clean water. If you lack something, you don't have something that you need. Well, wow, you need clean water to live, don't you?
You certainly do. And some rural areas of Thailand don't have clean water, evidently. And, well, wanting to turn the guilt she felt into action, she and other high school students decided to do something about it. They decided to take action. They weren't just going to stand by and watch those people in Thailand drink dirty, filthy water. Guilt is the feeling of regret that you have about something. If you've done something bad and it hurts some other people, you might have feelings of remorse or guilt.
Mm-hmm. Well, young people today tend to say they can do nothing to bring about change. This is actually a quote from Cindy Leo. She's another volunteer, so she's another high school student. Cindy is a girl's name, of course. If you tend to do something, just means that's what often happens or something that you are likely to do. I tend to gain weight if I eat too many fattening foods like ice cream and donuts. So tend to. So she's saying young people today are likely to say, hey, there's nothing I can do. I'm a high school kid. What can I do? I have no power. But she doesn't agree with this statement. Now, to bring about means you cause something to happen. Maybe there was a crisis and someone could say, what brought about this crisis? What brought about this change? What caused the change? So it's simply another way to say cause. To cause something means to bring about.
To make something change. Again, this is another volunteer. Does not say whether Cindy Liu is also from Jingmei Girls High School, but this idea has spread to other high schools.
Uh-huh.
And here's what she said. We want to reverse that image. To reverse means to make something go in the other direction. Your car can go in reverse if you're trying to get out of a parking spot. But here, the image is that people don't want to help because they think, oh, what could I do? No, we want to change that. We want to make it the opposite, that people can think, we can make a difference.
Yeah, you may not be rich, but if you combine your money with 18,000 other students' money, you might have a nice little bundle there. So that's what we can do. We can band together or group together in large numbers to make a difference, and that's what these kids from high schools around Taiwan decided to do. Pretty cool.
It is, and it goes on here to say that thousands of dollars were raised and sent to the charity. So they did make a difference here, and the combination of every tiny effort can make a difference. This is what a spokesperson for this charity, World Vision Taiwan, has said. A combination is things put together into one place. Pearl milk tea, you brought it before.
Sure.
Is a combination.
Brought it up before. Yeah.
You brought it up before. It's a combination of what? Black tea, is that right? Milk. And tapioca balls?
Tapioca
and sugar.
Balls.
Did I get that right?
I don't drink it, but I think you got it right.
I think it's black tea in there. I'm not 100% sure. But it's a combination of different ingredients here. And a spokesperson is basically somebody who says something on behalf of someone else. A spokesperson for the government, for example.
Mm-hmm. We used to say spokesman, and then it kind of changed into spokesperson to include both males and females. So if you're a spokesperson, you're a representative for that particular company or group. Here we're talking about a representative for the charity called World Vision Taiwan. Just said, hey, if we work together as a big group and we combine all our efforts, we can make a difference, which is a great message.
It certainly is. It's a good message that's spreading like wildfire all over Taiwan. So before you know it, there's going to be millions of students and millions of people stopping and not drinking those sugary drinks to try to change the world for the better. Okay, everybody, somebody else who's going to try to change your level of English to the better is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen carefully.
接下来我们要看的是台湾高中生的一个很棒的想法。在这一段的第二个句子提到 ,Over 18,000 students from 46 different high schools gave up non-essential sugary drinks for a day and donated the money to a charity for sick children instead.透过呢这样子的一个想法，也就是来自46所不同高中的18000多名学生，他们放弃 non-essential sugary drinks for a day， 一天不喝非必要的含糖饮料，把这些钱捐出来给慈善机构。这里的 essential 本来是解释成为必要的、不可缺的。像我们说成功必须要努力工作，你就可以说 hard work is essential to success。而如果能够不喝这些含糖的饮料 sugary drinks， 剩下的钱捐出来该有多好。而这个想法在第二段提到。Named Beverage Free Day, the idea is the brainchild of 17-year-old Kate Lee of Jingmei Girls High School. 无饮料日呢，这个独特的想法是来自于一位17岁的景美女中的学生她的想法咯。本来 brainchild 解释成为脑力思考后的产物，所以如果你说 the brainchild of somebody， 就是讲这个想法是某人构思出来的。下一段我们看到另外一位志工的讲法，他为什么要这么做？在这里的第二句提到 We want to reverse that image， 想要扭转大家对于年轻人的一些不好的想法。Reverse 解释成为颠倒翻转的意思，如果借由这样的善举来颠覆一般人对年轻人的想法，那他们的目的就达到了。这一段的最后一句提到 The combination of every tiny effort can make a difference said a spokesperson for the charity World Vision Taiwan which helped to spread the message其实只要把每一股微小的力量结合起来，便能够造成所有的改变。
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope that if you had not heard about this before, that now you'll take this information and see if your high school can get involved if they're not doing something already. It's kind of a cool idea.
It certainly is, and we hope you can contribute as well. And if somebody comes by and asks for a donation from me, I will gladly not drink my Coca-Cola today.For English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.